our quality makes the difference.
The Emporia Farmers Market.
Is everything in place?
Twice a week.
Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings in the parking lot at 7th and Merchant.
Go.
KPOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Grown, live and local. Live and local. This is KVOE News.
KVOE News time 8:20. It is right now 74 degrees with sunshine. Our high today will be 98. Heat index readings at 103 to maybe 105, 106, 107. Slight chance of storms, showers and storms overnight tonight for a short period of time. 75 for tonight's low, 99 for the air temperature tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be a busy day. There's a lot of different activities in and around Emporia, including the Brian Douglas Memorial Softball Tournament. Organizer Gary Lox joining us to close out our 8:05 newscast here today.
Yeah, fourth annual Brian Douglas Memorial Co-Ed Softball Tournament. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good to have you in here. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
You're welcome.
Well, Gary, let me ask you here, what got you involved in organizing the softball tournament, which, as Ron mentioned, is entering year four tomorrow pretty much all day?
Well, Brian was a close friend of mine, and we spent endless hours on the softball fields competing against each other. And when he passed, I just approached Lori and the family and asked them if I could establish a memorial tournament in Brian's name, and she said yes. And so that's where we're at right now, and it's growing each year. And Brian was my choir practitioner, and he was also a very, very good friend.
Yeah, I'm very involved in the local community. There's no doubt about that. Was a longtime Flint Hills Optimist club member and did a lot of great things for the community here. And let's talk about the fund, Gary, and exactly what it is.
Well, the family established now choose how to respond fund. It's through the Emporia Community Foundation, and what they do, they find a cancer victim locally, and the funds go to that family.
Nice,
good deal. What's the goal with the fund? I'm assuming you would like to get that endowed. Would that be kind of what you're looking for, or are you looking at maybe other maybe funding goals here to keep that going?
Well, yeah, Lori started the Emporia Community Foundation, and we have a lot of great donors and stuff, and have silent auctions and stuff. In fact, our silent auction starts today at noon and runs through the end of the tournament, and you can find that on Facebook on how to get involved with that.
So what's the Facebook page, Gary? Is that the Brian Douglas?
Yeah, Brian Douglas, yes.
Okay. All right, and you can find a list of the items there to
yes,
bid on,
yes.
And bidding starts today. Yeah. Let's talk about tournament tomorrow, co-ed softball all day tomorrow?
Well, yeah, most of the day. We're a little short on teams this year. Simply, I didn't realize Waverly Days was going on the same time our tournament was. So we're a little smaller this year, but we've got really nice things going on. Tracy Shaved Ice will be there, and we'll have grab-and-go hot dogs. And we have many volunteers that get involved. Lori Douglas, she's in charge of our T-shirts, publicity, and the foundation. And Ashley Conrad, he runs our silent auction. And I'm the tournament director and get umpires and teams. And my wife, Sandy, she's in charge of getting all of our scorekeepers. And so I'd like to invite everybody to come and watch tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. at Santa Fe Park.
You mentioned here about other people helping out. Do you need more volunteers to help things go for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we can always use volunteers. It's, you know, and I just wanted to list a few of our sponsors.
Yeah.
We got Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, Handcraft by Court, Emporia Rec Center, the Broncos, and the Sports Connection, and Gambino's. That's just a few of the ones that sponsor. But it's really a great time, and we've really had great success with people showing up, and I just really enjoy doing it because Brian was just a really good friend.
Yeah, I mean, and you can stop and watch some softball. As Gary mentioned, there are things to do out there. And you can bid on the silent auctions out there at Santa Fe Park tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right. So, and all proceeds will go to the Brian Douglas Choose How You Respond Fund through the Emporia Community Foundation. But fourth annual Brian Douglas Memorial Co-Ed Softball Tournament. So when do things start, Gary?
9 o'clock.
9 a.m., Chuck.
There you go. Are you going to have multiple fields going at the same time,
yeah,
I'm guessing?
Yes, we'll have two fields going at the same time.
Yeah, see that activity? That's what's taking place. Brian Douglas Memorial Co-Ed Softball Tournament, fourth annual, Santa Fe Park, starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Did we miss anything here, Gary?
I don't think so. Just come and enjoy.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you taking time to join us here this morning.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you. Gary Laux in to talk about the 4th Annual Brian Douglas Memorial Co-Ed Softball Tournament. Santa Fe Park, Chuck, tomorrow.
Okay. Want to let you know that before we get to tomorrow, we've got a busy slate of interviews still to come. Well, first off, though, here once we get done here, we're going to get ready for our summer-long family fishing contest update. That'll be coming up in a couple of minutes. And then here in just about 20 minutes from now, we'll have Victoria Partridge joining us talking about the Street Cats Club and one of the other big activities taking place tomorrow. That's Lollapalooza. Talk of Emporia comes up at 11:06.
Excuse me.
Oh, pardon me. This is our monthly visit with Dr. Ali Wazir of Central Care Cancer Center. That'll be overlapped by our second hide-and-seek remote, our validation station at Next Tech Wireless at Flint Hills Mall from 11 until noon. And then this evening, we've got Royals baseball on the road in Boston. We'll have a short pregame joining in progress at 6 with first pitch at 6:10 tonight. For the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned to KVOE or log on to KVOE.com. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom.